cliffcentral.com.
A song that seemingly came out of the pink, right? Like Black Motion,
out of the pink.
Mali. Yeah, it wasn't out of the blue. It was just out of the pink. Like, you wake up one morning and you're in South Africa, all of a sudden things change and you are
it's
in Imali.
Waves,
eh? Yeah, you are in Imali Central, basically. You know what I mean? It's really dope. Black Motion coming through on that one. Really, really nice track. Am I wrong by saying that Black Motion could be the best house duo in the country?
Nope.
I'm not wrong.
Even. Not even.
Like, I feel like ever since Revolution dropped out of the running, Black Motion was like, okay, yeah, we'll be the awesome twosome. You know.
Of course.
So
we haven't seen anyone trying to claim their throne.
Or being any better, actually, than them. Welcome to it. It is 20-something myself, with myself, rather. Just another cool kid, or Jack for short. I am joined by the fantastic Londi Sam. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Mm-hmm. But you didn't look so great when I bumped into you sitting on the couch.
Yeah, I guess it's one of those days where you just wake up and
you're like, ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no better way to put it.
Man, being behind this mic,
it means
erases everything.
Everything, right? Yeah. So we were... Over the past week, a lot of things have happened. I think I want to start off with what happened to our love monkey, man.
Yeah, man.
Van Given got into a freak accident, I guess. It was kind of weird, man.
It was.
You were there. You were actually telling me how it went down.
Yeah. But he's okay.
He's okay.
He's recovering.
Yeah.
I guess when he comes back, he'll...
Explain fully.
We'll let him tell the story.
The craziest thing is he sent me two pictures of his hand, and he had a hole right through his hand.
Like,
he had to send me two pictures so I could see the full extent of his injury. Thankfully,
you saw the pictures. I saw the actual thing.
Yeah, I think I'm better off for seeing the pictures instead of the actual incident. But hopefully he will be here next week. I'm hoping so. Does he need our thoughts and prayers? I don't know if it's
that good. He's out of surgery, so
yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we'll just transfer the prayers from Wednesday and Thursday. Anyway, so how's your week been? What are some of the things you came across this week?
I came across that they call it the general. I don't know why. Maybe there's a reason. Minister Lindiwe Sisulu.
Wasn't she the minister of the defense?
She
was Minister
Housing
of Defense.
And Settlement, something like that. Good God, now that I'm looking for this, I can't find it. Yeah, but she's gunning for the presidency as well.
Okay.
So her supporters feel that she's actually a better candidate than Nkosazana Zuma.
Okay.
Even though Nkosazana Zuma has been endorsed by the president.
Now, the question then becomes, is South Africa ready for a female president? Do you think so? Being a woman, I understand you might seem a little bit biased, but
yeah.
Do you think we're ready for a female president?
I believe we are.
Okay.
For one reason and one reason only, the country has been run by men, and there's been quite what's the word? The people are unhappy. So can we have a little bit of change and see how it goes if a female is in touch?
In charge, and
see how is the feminine hand going to go about handling everything.
All right. Yeah. I mean, when I think about the amount of rubbish that men have brought to the planet, not just in South Africa, but I mean all over the world, like male leaders have, I think they've had their chance. It's been centuries. In fact, from as far back as you can remember, there's only a handful of women that we can mention as leaders.
Yes.
And they're not widely celebrated the way men are.
With the amount of dirt that this country is currently undergoing, we need a female to come and sweep it.
Ah, okay, maybe. And it's been said that women are fantastic at cleaning things up. So
yeah,
all right.
And apparently, that one of the reasons why they feel that she'll be more than capable. There's no scandal apparently. That she's ever been associated with. She's not affiliated with the Guptas or any other of the mumbo jumbo.
Okay.
Yeah. So they feel like, okay, she's squeaky clean. Why not?
Okay. I guess time will tell.
Yeah.
I guess time will tell. There's this really interesting article I came across. It kind of feels like something everyone should know, but this lady decided to write the article anyway. Her name is Jasmine Vaughan Hall. She writes for a publication called The Elite Daily. And this is the name of the article. This is the headline.
Yeah.
5 things black women inadvertently have to explain to their white boyfriends.
Oh, yes.
Okay, at number one, I think it goes without saying, your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't see, this is what she says in the article. If you didn't see this coming, then I'm not sure what to tell you. Black hair is an incredible, versatile, and amazing topic, but if you weren't brought up around it, it can be confusing.
Mm.
Imagine one day seeing your black queen with a cut pixie style. And then the next week she's rocking Molly twists. So it can be a bit off-putting.
I can imagine. For a white guy.
For a white guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can only imagine, like, waking up one morning, you're like, who is this now? Like, who
baby
is this person? Like,
you know,
weren't you?
You looked a little different last night.
Yeah.
But, it's one of those things, I guess.
It comes with the territory.
It does. I wonder if black people, black men find women, like white women, as complicated or as intricate.
I doubt.
Anyway. That was number one. The second one is your family, right? Black families aren't just about being blood related. This is probably the case with other families too.
Yep.
But I happen to only have a black one.
Mm.
You have an uncle you've called uncle for years, but he's really not your uncle at all.
Yeah. Probably a family friend.
Yes. Not to mention, there are some family secrets better left buried than getting your hands dirty trying to dig them out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess this is somewhat a warning to all the white guys that want to date black women.
Don't even ask about it.
Okay, now, her number three point is kind of weird to me, right? Her number three point is your body. Like, you have to explain your body somehow to your white boyfriend. Anyway, she says, since you're with your man, it's safe to assume you've already cross-checked for any annoying interceptions, like being considered a fetish, or a score. Sadly, black women have to be aware of those types of things when they date outside their race, because stereotypes still manage to live and function in society.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, I feel like some black guys look at white women as a score, like as a fetish. You know what I mean? Like, before I die, I want to hook up with a Chinese
girl.
Or a white girl.
I don't know. I don't know what to say when it comes to it, because when it comes to the body, it's quite a sensitive.
It is.
It can be very tricky to actually talk about.
But what I've found is that anything that can be found on a black woman's body can be found on a white woman's body.
Yeah.
You know, love handles. I'm not too sure about the ass part in white women, but you know, you can find some sort of ass there.
There is something that you could find.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Alright, number four is shopping habits. Another thing that should be brought up is clothes and how they fit. Black women don't always have the luxury of shopping just anywhere. Our bodies aren't fully represented in the retail field.
True.
Black
so
women,
true.
You already know where you already know jean or pant shopping only comes second to being damned to hell's inferno. All right.
That's at number five.
At number five, I think
four.
is for me the funniest of them all. The shade. Right? Like I mentioned earlier, they may not be living in outdated times anymore, but we haven't completely jumped ship from people's stalemate mindsets with regard to interracial dating. At times, you've probably had to tell your man why a group of black men looked at him like he was their third grade bully all grown up. So, I don't know. Do people still have a problem with multiracial?
In this day and age, it shouldn't be a problem.
It shouldn't. A lot of things.
But I guess we still have a little bit of those who still raises an eyebrow when they see in black and white being in a relationship.
But it's such a weird thing.
It is.
It's such a weird thing. Like, you would think we live in a time whereby You can sleep with whoever you want.
Yeah.
You can talk to whoever you want. You can kiss whoever you want. But
friends with whomever you want to be.
But seemingly, because of archaic ways of thinking, people still throw shade at, you know, multiracial couples. Would you ever be in a multiracial couple, actually?
Yes, would I you? Would.
Have you?
Again.
Yes, yeah, so you have. Yeah. What race was he? Let's get into this. I want to find out so I can throw shade.
Don't. I'd rather not.
Okay.
His surname was Smith, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. White boy. So, righty. Did he tickle you?
Could have been colored.
Smith? It could have been.
Yeah.
But I've got the feeling he was a white boy.
And his name was Matthew.
Yeah. No, white boy. I don't even have to think twice about that one. White boy. All right. We're going to be joined. We are, rather, joined by a musician I got to see live a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. She came to a event we used to throw that was called the Fresh Airs Market. And she came through and blew my mind away. Like, I was like, we need to talk to this woman at some point in time, you know? And for whatever reason, we have been dillying and dallying, talking to other people and whatnot.
Yeah.
But she's actually in the studio today.
She's amazing.
She's so amazing. She's so amazing.
I heard her for the first time, and I'm sorry, but I couldn't help but to. I just thought of Erica Badu. I was like, oh my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Oh my goodness.
How is that for a comparison?
Like.
How is that for a comparison?
Listen to that timeless voice.
Yes. That's for sure. Amazing stage presence as well. Fantastic performer. We are joined this afternoon by, the incomparable, the amazing, the up and coming, the person that everyone should be listening out for. We are joined by Aya Zungu. How are you, my sister?
I am blown away by this introduction. Hello.
Hi.
Wow. Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Ah, it's such a pleasure to have you in studio.
She doesn't just sound great, she looks amazing.
Hello. Hi.
She looks amazing.
Thank you.
As well.
Stop it.
No, you know what? I'm happy that Londi said that, because if I did,
it was going to sound like her. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Mm, we see you.
Jack's at it again.
Yeah.
We know why he got her here.
Yeah. she's just so pretty.
Hangable.
You are. Okay. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
I don't know. I feel like before we start talking, I want to hear you sing a little bit.
Already?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just how I feel. You can punish me afterwards. It's okay. But can we kick it off with a little some?
Well, we can do that. It's allowed.
For sure.
Can I have a bit of volume in my headphones?
There you go.
Ubozi nigis kati so. to try again. You woke up this morning, you live to see another day, a new day, another chance to make today better than yesterday can ever be.
I mean, how do we even...
What a time to be alive.
It's like, where's my vocab? I feel like I should be beatboxing for the rest of the show because I won't talk.
You're just stumbling all over your words.
Oh, man, that was gorgeous.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was fantastic, man.
Great.
I feel like us talking just spoiled the whole thing. That was so dope.
But we need to get to it, eh?
We need to get to it. Aya, man, that was really dope. Let me start off by doing this, actually. For those of you who want to be part of the conversation, all you have to do is add us on WhatsApp because we are... That cool, apparently.
Yeah, man.
0797842090. That's 0797842090. Or you can send us your tweets at cliffcentral.com at JNG_live.
You got it right again.
There you go. With the hashtag 20-something, we'd really like to hear your thoughts or whatever questions you might have about this phenomenal African queen we have in the studio today. Whenever we have musicians in studio... I always like to find out where it began. Like, did you wake up one morning and someone told you, oh my God, Aya, you can sing? Or was it something that you picked up on your own?
Well, I think like any little girl, growing up, I'd sing along, man, to your Mariah Carey's and make up my own words.
Yes.
Bo there's a hero.
Yeah. You know Ken I
mean?
Lee.
Ken Lee, yes. You know. Wait. There's another one. I'll remember it. I'd do that a lot with my sister as well. You know, that Saturday, Kherokol Magiwa and all that, you know. And there'd be music and we'd be using teaspoons and mops as mics and all that, you know.
For sure.
And, man, I think it basically started there, you know. And then there was the church thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And... Well, I can remember at seven. Well, I was 7 years old. I sang for some talent show. Well, at some talent show in primary school, and I sang a song by Celine Dion, and I knocked the boots out of it.
Okay.
You know, and I think that was then my first experience of being behind a mic that is, you know, attached to something that, you know, makes a loud noise and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
And I think, man, ever since, you know, from then on, it's been, you know, singing at church, leading the congregation. And then there was the whole growing up and doing a talent show in high school as well. And then there was, you know, starting the whole recording thing, you know. And, yeah, that's just been, you know, the journey in a nutshell.
You know, I have to ask. What was your favorite song? Like, everyone has, every singer I know has their go-to song. Like, there's this one song that you sing better than most songs.
My check and I.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I don't know. I think, well, okay, here's the thing about me. I feel like I suck at covers.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
But I don't know. It's just a feeling that I have. So I can't say I have a favorite song to sing.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, like from... I don't even want to say it. Jill Scott, India Ree, you know, I'm going to say this, Lira, you
okay.
know, Usipogazi.
Mm-hmm.
Usipogazi sings on Twitter. So yeah, those are just people that I grew up listening to. Your Mom Sibongile Khumalo. And yeah, so I could say choose a song from those women and, you know,
you'll just nail it.
No, wait, I love it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I love it, you know. But yeah, it's very tough to answer that question because I really feel like I suck at covers. So yeah, that's me saying choose them. I love it.
After realizing that, okay, I can sing and growing up and doing everything, church and getting to recording, what is your sound? To someone who's never listened to you, how can you explain your sound to them?
Okay, so with the album that I'm busy working on right now, Nonfiction, my sound is you could say eclectic, you know, because we played around with a lot of different sounds, put them together and all that. But the bottom line that one could actually stick to is neo-soul.
Okay.
Because it's very soulful, you know, but I get my times. I mean, there's a song that I've recorded already that sits on a rock beat, you know, because of the content of the song, because of what the song is about.
All
you
right.
know? So I haven't yet... put myself in a position where I'm boxing myself in a certain genre, because I feel like if we're going to do that, then that's when we start sounding like, that's when we start, you know what I mean, being like we're mimicking a certain type of, you know. So I think I've been fortunate enough to work with a crazy producer that just comes up with things that, you know, are just interesting and,
yeah.
you know. So... yeah, I think everybody that wants to box me into a certain genre will then fall onto the whole neo-soul thing because it's got, like, those elements and stuff like that. But there are others that have been put in as well, you know, that could sway you to a different genre as well.
For
so
sure.
That's basically
you
what
know,
it is.
Your, every artist has their own process, mm-hmm. you know, of how they put together the music, how they... write their lyrics.
Yeah.
What is your process like?
Man, I think the beauty of art and being an artist is allowing it to happen.
Yeah.
You know, so I can't say that there's a certain routine that I follow or a certain way that I do it. Some songs I wrote at home, some songs I came up with while driving, you know, and I just made quick voice notes so that I don't forget.
Yeah.
Some songs, did I say that, were written in studio after listening to the beat and feeling, well, taking from what the beat is making you feel and you write from that, you know. But I guess with the album being called Nonfiction, I've tried to keep everything as a truth.
All right.
Either a truth with regards to what's happening in my life or with regards to what I've picked up from like friends and stuff like that, maybe through giving advice and stuff like that, you know. You pick up that these are things that people are actually going through, you know. These are things that people are feeling, like kind of emotions that they, you know. So that's basically what I've been writing about. And but the process, there's never a set process. Like, we can't just say, okay, so today I'm writing.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'm in studio. And then You know what I mean? Unless there's a hurried need for that, like a hurried need for that to happen, you know, which sometimes I feel is forcing it too much out of you, you know?
It's almost as if you're getting in the way of the music.
Yeah, that's when it becomes a lie and it becomes made up, you know? So I think just allowing the process to happen, because that's exactly what art is. I mean, sometimes even if you go and you decide that you want to paint and make an abstract painting, you just go with the flow and you go with what you're feeling. And that's how I've left. That's what it's still not coming. But that's how I've appreciated and wanted to do this, so that it can be as relatable to people as possible.
For sure.
Because if it's something that you know that someone is going through it, you know that there is another someone in this world that's going through it. So whether you are crying about it, or whether you are giving advice about it, or whether, you know, it's basically the angling that then is what is thought of, you know, like how you're going to write it, how you're going to give the message through.
For sure.
Yeah.
The parents, are they happy about this? Are they approving? Are they supportive?
I think in that instance, God has been very great and kind to me. Because before music, guys, like, I was at a point in my life where I didn't even want to be a musician, because I had fears and I had drawbacks and stuff like that, you know, until I grew up, you know, and I realized all that. Okay, but let's go back. So I've always been into art. You know, I'm an artist. I draw, I paint, the photography, graphic design, you know. So
why does it sound like you just featured on a future song? You know what I mean? Get it?
You know,
I could be a rapper. Like you were bouncing, so yeah.
You know, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Get it. Photography.
Hi guys, how? Why are you pulling me down?
No,
you must talk
realistic here.
You know, but my parents have been supportive from the very beginning, from my grade, like that drawing I made in grade 5 that Mrs. Blackmore said, you must go to an art school. And I went to Praate and they went and took me in. Well, they accepted me. That's the word. I was accepted. So I've been doing art since I was, 13, 14?
Yeah.
At high school and stuff like that. So I think gelling into the whole music thing wasn't so difficult, and it wasn't really much of a thing, because they had been supporting the whole art thing from the beginning. A very early age.
Yeah.
You know, so my parents have just been really supportive. They actually even get angry on my behalf sometimes when things are, you know, looking funny.
A bit lopsided, yeah.
Yeah, so they're like probably my biggest fans. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
That's really cool.
Because I know they're listening.
It's not every day that you find parents that are willing to, you know, put effort behind.
That's why I say, you know, God has been like really, you know, a G on my part where that's concerned, because I know that there's some parents that will want to say, you know, have a fallback or go to study. You can't do art, you know, all that. I mean, we know the stories and we've heard them. And I think I've never had to worry about that as an individual growing up, because they've always just been there, you know, like from going to meetings, like my dad's always been like going there because Mom was working till late and all that other stuff, you know. So I've never felt the whole, where are my parents when I need them most, you know, because they've just always been there.
That's really cool. I heard you mention fear in one of your previous answers. How do you deal with that? I mean, it's being an artist, more especially with music and how it's so widely consumed, because it's one of those art forms that everyone enjoys. You know, not everyone is going to enjoy a painting, more especially with the way that you wanted to express it. How do you ever find yourself wondering if this word or this phrase is perfect for a song? Do you chop and change your lyrics to fit what you think society might want to hear from your music?
Okay, there we go. So now, the fear thing, I'm going to answer you in different segments.
Here we go.
The fear thing was when I was young. I was in high school. And it was, you know, when you're in high school, when you're grade 11 and stuff like that, you start thinking about what am I going to do, like after matric and all that other stuff. And at that point, I mean, I so it was basically the whole, hey, in order to be a singer, hey, you need people to be your fans, you know, that other stuff. And if people don't like you, you're not going to make it in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was the angle that I was looking at it through, if that's the right word. But I think with growing up came understanding exactly what art is.
For sure.
And exactly the impact that art has in my life as an individual. And the importance of being able to cry on a piece of paper or through a song or through lyric, you know, through writing, and the exhilarating feeling one gets when you're on stage, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
At the end of the day, like, I grew up and understood that my going into music is not for people. It's to fulfill something that's inside. So once you get to a point where you understand exactly what it is that you're doing and why you're doing it, it stops being about everybody else, but it's actually really about yourself. Like, you realize that it's actually about yourself. So I think when I got to that point, that's when I was able to then just, you know, let go of all fear and just all and allow life to happen and allow myself to be able to do what actually makes me happy.
That's an interesting take, actually, because, you know, a lot of people, as I said, because music is so widely consumed,
yeah.
A lot of people would
another question, yeah?
You know, sure. A lot of people would rather look at pleasing the crowd, mm-hmm. and putting out music that they think people want to listen, mm-hmm. to. And from your answer, it sounds like you would rather jump inside to find the answer for whatever issue you might have in your mind. Like, it's so comforting to come across musicians that aren't censored, you know what I mean?
I think apart from, you know, like, sometimes you say something like that and it gets received in many ways, you know, like how you received what I just said. But apart from jumping inside, yes, we do write so that we hope that people will take in what we're writing. Well, okay, let me not say I write. Mm. In a way where I feel or hope that people will relate to what I'm writing, you know? But at the end of the day, what I do write is stuff that I hope will actually make a positive difference or a difference in people's lives, you know? Okay, maybe not always positive, but that will evoke emotion, you know, like, you want your work to be able to be received in a certain way sometimes, you know, mm-hmm. even though sometimes, like, it's not going to be exactly how you meant it to be, but it's art. That's my philosophy. Like, what art is what you perceive it as, or
yeah.
what you perceive it to be, or however that phrase is supposed to be said, you know. And that's how that's what I appreciate when I see people taking in what I do, from the painting to, like, the song that I write, you know what I mean? I could make a painting and it would make me sad. You could look at the same painting and feel happy.
Mm.
It's fine with me.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Because it's communicating to you in a certain way, and that's what's important.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's basically, I think, what I am answering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You covered it.
She covered everything.
Yeah.
You said you were working on your album.
Yes, I'm working on my album.
Is it just you, features, anything?
I do have features. Oh, I do. I have released a single called Freedom. And on Freedom, I worked with Kevin Maduna. An amazing vocalist. He is... Oh, my God.
He is.
Okay.
Hello.
Should I leave
the room?
I don't know if I should leave the room. Please just let me know.
I've first heard of.
Are you being jealous of a person that's not even here?
Not even here.
No. I mean, did you notice how you guys changed? You said Kevin and then pause. You're like, Kevin. Maduna.
He is that amazing.
You'll hear the song. You'll hear it.
All right.
And then you'll tell us.
If it's
just Kevin, or if it's like Kevin.
Look, I'm sure I'm going to enjoy his work. I mean,
yeah.
Any person that works with you has to be of a certain standard.
I listen to you.
No, serious.
It's the truth.
It's the truth. And as much as people say opposites attract, when it comes to this, like and like works very well.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Yes.
So I'm sure he's fantastic, but I don't know if I'm going to be drooling.
No, but we weren't drooling. Okay. Like, it came from the heart, this thing.
Okay.
Appreciation. Not from the, that's the word.
Right. Yeah. All right.
And then I've also worked with Usimpiwe Kula from the Muffin Sims. Mm-hmm. I've got a track with him called Perfect Smiles. And I have then also worked with a number of producers. Well, the executive producer of my album is Ulu and Stuff, also known as Fezega Malulega. Yes, mm-hmm. An amazing producer. He's crazy. He's so crazy. Freedom was produced by U Composer, which is also known as Mpochauke. And I've worked with U Trombi, also known as Beat Muchini.
Yeah.
And there's also a track that's produced by Tody Mac of Morafe, you know. So, yeah. And then there's also like a couple of features that must still happen, or maybe one or two, not too many, because it's still the first one. But yeah, I'm gonna do it. Definitely doing a track with Utebo Khomoso.
Who's on the keys right
now? Utebo on the keys.
We neglected to let you guys know that, but I knew it was gonna come up at some point.
So we're definitely working on a track together. He's an amazing vocalist as well.
But we're gonna switch on his mic at some point in time, we're gonna have a little jam session. I also neglected to mention that Miss Lundy over here is also a singer.
Hello.
So
what are you gonna do? You're gonna do a beatbox, or are you clapping your hands?
No,
clap your hands?
I'll spit a 16 yana. just to throw it in the mix. It's going to be very nice.
If you right now, mm-hmm. for you, because mm-hmm. I don't know other people, they think otherwise. If for you, which way to go, independent or being signed under a certain record label, which way to go for you?
Okay. What a question. Okay.
Can't be that hard. You know what you want for yourself. Hard.
Yeah. No. So I'm doing this because it's a decision that was made like very recently, you know. So I'm still like in the tracks of, you know, like making, you know, like saying, okay, this is what's gonna happen and all that. But it looks like I'm gonna go independent, but in partnership with CB Music, which is in Mamelodi. Yeah, so basically, like, everything will be, like, independent, but also because it's a stable that I started with, you know what I mean? And I think it's home. But because of, like, what happens in the music industry and people dying broke and all that other stuff, hey, guys, me, you know, and also wanting to have rights to say, this is what I want to happen with my brand, and this is where I want the Ayazungu name to go and all that other stuff, you know, I have then made a decision to go independent.
Great.
That's really cool.
But also then keeping the whole CB Music thing in... Yeah.
You know, I when I think about the music industry mm-hmm. at this point in time, in relation to record labels, I feel like at this point in time, major record labels are a bit obsolete. We shouldn't really be working with them anyway. Mm-hmm. So I champion your way of doing things, choosing to be independent. But what I want to ask you though is, what are your thoughts on the sound of the local industry right now? Are we making the type of music we should be making? Are we celebrating the right type of people? Please don't pull any punches. Let us know. If you like it, if you don't, what are your thoughts? Da-da-da-da.
Wow. Yay, you know that spot. You put me on it. Okay, guys. With regards to the music... local industry situations, you know, I think what I can talk about is jazz and you can say Afro pop, Afro soul and stuff like that. Like, I can talk about that because that's what I listen to, you know. And I feel like, you know, like w- with regards to jazz, guys, we are going somewhere. I really love what people are bringing out there. You know, I mean, have you listened to Project ILO? What Utumi Mohorosi and
yes,
are doing?
Yes.
It's amazing, guys.
It is.
You know, the likes of Urban Village. Urban Village is from Soweto. They're like guys from Soweto. Their music is amazing, guys, and it's South African music, you know what I mean? And that's just wonderful, and it's great, and it's lovely. And I think the only thing that is my worry with regards to our industry is the fact that those types of music, well, that type of music is not really bought as much as we would love it to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like with regards to sales and all that other stuff, you know. Mm. It's more like, in order to sell in South Africa right now, you need to be commercial and you need to, in inverted commas, give people what they want type situation. But when do we evolve, when we continue to give people what they want as opposed to teaching them new ways of how music can be done?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I believe it was Steve Jobs who said people don't know what they want until you give
it to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, guys, I think we are headed in the right direction. It's just a matter of finding ourselves bought.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the biggest concern. That's the word. Because, I mean, you've got your Tribute and Boenies that are doing amazing things. There's like just too many people.
Yeah.
You know, so it is actually happening. It is happening. I can't say anything about the hip hop stuff because me, I don't know how to listen to hip hop sometimes. they just rap too fast.
And what's your take on bringing the international names into South Africa and then South African artists, they become your opening act? What's your take on that?
I think it's not cool, guys, for lack of a better phrase. Like, it really isn't cool because that's exactly what South African artists are afraid of. You know, like, when that's why you find people that want to rather go and release their music overseas because they feel like that market will buy them better than what we do. Mm. You know, because I feel like even on radio stations, they play American music, or I mean international music, more than they do South African, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think first we need to be on our own side first before we you know, we put forth the other international artists and stuff like that. Or if you are going to book an international artist, then book me as well as a South African artist.
Not as an opening act.
And treat me as an artist that you booked, you know what I mean? Like, it's... Come on, you know. But I think it starts where I mean, you must remember that people buy what they see a lot or what they hear a lot. You know what I mean? And that's why I feel like promoters will do that, because that's what people want to pay for. You know.
Yeah.
So once we create like a market or a way in which South African artists are put out there and people are on some siyamfuna manje, you know what I mean, then you'd be able to say, okay, this is what this artist then is going to perform after Nicki Minaj or whatever, you know what I mean? Because Nicki Minaj finally has we've got a boss here, you know? And I think that's basically, it has to start, it's a culture. It has to be a culture that's created first in order for us to be able to say that it makes sense. Because kona manje, yes, I'm an artist, and yes, I feel like I need to be listened to, but I'm not heard enough.
Yeah.
Do you understand? I'm not heard enough to be able to say that I can be able to be headlined by Nicki Minaj, you know what I mean?
Yeah. For sure.
So it has to start there first. So it's a culture that we as artists, or we as South Africans, or you know, we need to create that culture so that when like we get to that point where we can proudly say, okay, fine, we have an international act, but we know that people are gonna come for your Sipogazis or your, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So yeah, I think,
you know, there was a time, I believe, where music used to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a time you could start a revolution with one song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that those days for me somehow seem a little bit further than they should be.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is, what do you want your music to do at the end of the day? Once your album comes out and people can go out there and buy the album, What is it that you want Jack to take home with it, or for Londi to take home with it?
I think with what I have written so far, I just hope that somehow I can touch a person's life. How? With what I write is basically advice sometimes, you know, and it's about explaining a situation and probably giving a solution type situation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And or just talking about something that happened, you know. So if it's, it needs to evoke emotion somehow, you know. So if it doesn't make you cry, it must make you angry. If it doesn't make you angry, it must make you happy.
Yeah.
I, you know, so I don't know. Yeah, that's basically what I want, just evoke emotion. And that's why, like, I always sit here and I always sit and think, you know, are people going to hear this for what it is, or are they going to be dancing to the melody more than actually listening to the actual lyric?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like the song that I sang now when we started is called New Day. And it's simple, guys. Like, I'm not saying that I'm trying to be deep or anything, you know.
Uvukile
ekuseni walibona ilanga.
Yeah.
You know, that's basically it. You know, you live to see another day, so give thanks. Be aware of the fact that you woke up today, you know. So in context, one would then say that you've got something to moan about, or you've got something to cry about, something to be sad about, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, just realize that your situation, like, it's not the end of the world, you know. You can actually get up and go do something about it, as opposed to others that are either not able to because they're sick, or they died, or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just give thanks.
You know what? It's official. I am a Ayazungu multi fan. Like, not just fan, multi
fan.
Yeah, multi fan. We're coming up with new things today, man. For those of you who have been listening, I'm sure you've noticed some of the beautiful chords that have been playing in the background.
Mm-hmm. I taking think, it easy today.
Yeah, we are, man.
Hence the weather.
Yeah. So we need to give a shout out to the person that's been on the keys. Debza, how are you doing, my brother?
I'm all good, man.
Ah, you're
great.
Listen to that. He even sounds chill.
Listen to that.
You know what I mean? Why weren't we here on Valentine's Day?
Like, why couldn't Valentine's Day be today?
I'm doing great.
It was my birthday, man.
Oh,
nice one.
Oh, wow.
Nice
so like you get double trouble. It's either a Valentine's Day gift or a birthday gift. You know, sometimes it's wrapped up into wine. Who knows?
Oh, Jack.
I feel like I'm allowed to say
if this.
If
I chance.
How? Thank you.
Yeah.
So are you also from Cap City? Because I am from Pretoria as well.
No, I'm from Soweto.
Ah, where in Soweto?
Good guy, good guy.
That's Soweto.
Midlands. Oh, wow. Where?
So far,
I'm zone a Zone 8 kid. Zone 2, good guy, good guy.
Garage in fit zone 2 da.
Yeah, listen.
Popular complex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right,
okay.
Side, yeah.
Now I'm from Midlands zone 8.
Oh, yeah.
Which is on the other side of town.
Go garage or go ground.
Kaufili the shop. Or when the shop is on the street after that. Go Linong. Yeah, that's
Nick Dolaba, man.
Oh, gosh.
You know. But thank you so much for joining us. You've been doing a fantastic job on the keys. So, I don't know, man. Can we jam for a second? No, can we all participate in a jam, Niana?
Oh, yeah. Gosh. First thing that Jack wants us to do, okay?
No, but you know, it's real funny. Like, people, Londi, I've heard you sing on so many occasions. All of a sudden, you're shy.
It's not being shy. You know, I don't like singing.
No, being but saying. You can. My point is that you can. You know?
Cool, Jack.
All right, there's a bit of a discussion there as to what we're going to be hearing. Yeah, man. Ayazungu in the building, joined by Teboho on the keys.
Teboho has to
from
sing
from Midland
well.
Somewhere, zone 2.
Because apparently he can sing as well.
He can sing as well. Like,
so he has
four.
To
so we have
something.
To, we're going to sing something that you guys know, right? What are we
doing? Yeah, we can do it however. Friday night in a Molu. You know, whatever. Hey. This kind of sounds familiar.
What is this?
This sounds very
what
familiar.
What is this?
Okay, so what I usually do with this track is...
let's go.
I do a medley. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of Erykah Badu's choruses.
Let's go. Yes.
I just throw in whatever comes to mind. It's never rehearsed.
Let's please.
Okay. So do you want me to... give you two first and then we'll... Okay.
Your booty might be bigger, but I still can pull your nigga, but I don't want it.
Hey.
Hey.
Yes, please.
You got sugar on your pita, but your nigga thinks I'm deeper, mm-hmm. but I don't want it. Hey. Hey.
Look.
My cipher keeps moving like a rolling stone. Oh, and on and on and on. All night until the break of dawn. On and on and on and on. My cipher keeps moving like a rolling stone. And on and on and on and on.
Look. I don't talk a cribble with your kind, cause you're about as useful as a mime. Mimicking the mime, it's a pitiful design. In comparison to mine, follow my mind if you think you can roll with the rhyme. Cause I don't talk a cribble with your kind, cause you're about as useful as a mime. Mimicking the mime, it's a pitiful design. In comparison to mine, follow my mind if you think you can roll with the rhyme. Hey.
Yes.
Lundi, what happened?
Yes.
What happened? Let's go.
Da da dee da 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 dum da da da.
Hello.
Yeah. And from the onset, I was kind of born to cause upset. From sweat to bruise to Santa Cruz.
Hello.
Hey, man. Come now.
Come on.
There we go. Yes, Lundi boy. Hey, let's go.
Why Uber shy,
Lundi?
I want a rim shot. Hey, diggy diggy, a rim shot. Hey, come on, rim shot. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
We gave the mic to you, Lundi.
Rim shot. Hey, diggy diggy, rim shot. Hey, come on, rim shot. Hey, diggy diggy.
Okay.
Ulondi ufuna kuba shy.
But I am shy.
Oh. Expressing my punchlines and my metaphors. Got you all jumping round, moving round, moving around. Yes, to this crazy sound brought by this crazy child. Hold up. I think I'm coming up with some. And I still don't give up. Like a Catholic nun, I took Fat Joe's older brother, split them in two, just to prove to y'all that I can drop big puns. Don't mess around, no top bumper, cause like the pedals on a bicycle, get out, dropper. That's why your girlfriend hump on the one song, cause your flow is non-existent like your top or a support, you project. Hey, it ain't that hard to tell. You're on ETV, coming softer than Emmanuel. Listen to the lyrics as I spit it supernova.
Hello.
Promise to Rockefeller much better than hope.
Come on. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Come
yeah,
on.
With all of this loveliness in the background.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Ayazundu, Debza,
thank
for
you
coming
having
through.
Me.
You've been so awesome. You guys
it's
are really dope.
Thing.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go. There you go. So, Debza, we hear that you're also working on something. When you release that, you start here first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely, man.
Cool. Aya, how do we keep up with you on social media platforms?
I am Ayazungu.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It's been so awesome having you in studio.
Yeah, thank you for having
you
me.
You are a ray of sunshine that we needed on
breath
this
of
day.
Fresh air. Thanks for having
on
me.
On this
guys.
Day of all days. You know what I mean? But unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show. We have
that
to get up out
quick,
of here.
Hey? That was the quickest hour of my life.
Really quick. Just quickly, we also got a message on WhatsApp. It says, "Hi, Ayanda. Klochi here. Well done. Proud of you. Still remember you singing while you were chilling. Kamo. What's that? Kamo outside your crib. and I'll try to join you but mess it up. Get so Ricky Mata.
Oh, buddy.
Awesome, awesome having you in studio. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks, guys.
CliffCentral.com.